Blog Talk Radio.
Understand why.
Good morning, good morning. God bless. I pray that God's Holy Spirit was with you the weekend, and that God has truly blessed you and your family. Amen, amen. I want to send out my prayers. Goes out to Denise Gist. She's in the hospital. And may God uphold her and keep her. I pray for Ronnie Willis, Elder Ronnie Willis, and his family. He has a sister in the hospital, which were Shirley Willis' sister. Shirley Willis has gone on to be in heaven and at peace. So now her sister is fighting her battle, and she's in the hospital. We pray and we give thanks that God, Holy Spirit, would be with that family as well. Heavenly Father, I also pray that this situation with Taya and her college roommate, that you get control of that situation and let it resolve itself. We know that the devil is causing confusion and chaos in everyone's life right now. And we know that, God, you are in control. Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, you would take control of all situations. I pray and I give honor and I give thanks and glory. Amen. Amen. Today, my topic is about strong roots. And, you know, when people say strong roots, you know, it's like a tree. A tree has roots, strong roots, when you can chop that tree down. And you have to use other measures to get that tree, like the stump or anything, remove the stump. Hallelujah. So coming from Psalms 52:8 from the NIV version, it reads, "But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever." All right. Some people don't trust in God for their strength and protection. Instead, they trust in and find their confidence from the amount of money they make, their bank balance, and all the material possessions they have garnered. But the woman of God is another person altogether. She likens herself to a green olive tree. She's planted in the house of God with her branches extending outward and upward, reaching a height of 50 feet and a width of 20 feet because her root system is closer to the surface. She can easily absorb moisture and scant rainfall to survive drought conditions. Because she relies on God, trusting in his loving kindness and mercy, she flourishes in his care. Today, remind yourself who you are and whose you are. Realize where your confidence is best placed. Remember who has provided you with shelter from the storms, protected you from outside dangers, and nourished you. Allow God's love and care to give you unshakable strength and fortitude. That is my word for Monday, March the 14th, 2022. another week, and we are at halfway in the middle of March. Amen. Dear God, it is on you alone I rely. It's my trust in you, in your unfailing love, and helps me flourish in your heavenly house. Thank you for giving me the care and attention I crave, and the unshakable strength and fortitude that keeps me growing. In you, I pray. Amen and amen. I have another word of encouragement on Wednesday. God bless you. Tell someone about the good word. Do a good deed. Talk about the word of God. And until Wednesday, God bless you.